You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me find the story that I had yesterday about Gen Zers. We had two of them yesterday. One of them is from the Wall Street Journal, where they were talking about how companies are starting to have to train recent college graduates. And those would be Generation Z, for the most part. They're having to train them on very basic things like how to talk on the phone, how to make eye contact, how to do little chit chat in the elevator.
How to introduce themselves, I think, was one on there.
How to introduce themselves.
Yeah, like,
how to write an email, because that's different from a text message, blah, blah, blah. Some of this was a little, I think a little bit insulting to Gen Z.
It's a little overblown to me. I think, you know, they had like two or three people that don't know how to do all this, and now all of a sudden,
so
it's
suddenly
an entire
generation.
Yeah, right.
The other one, though, is actually very interesting to me. It's a story that came out. They did this was a pretty large survey, and they found that Generation Z members are less likely, by far, to watch live sporting events. They just don't care. Now, you think about the future of professional sports. I mean, this, you might think it's not a big deal right now because the arenas are filled with people. But as the population ages, if you have one or two complete generations that just are not as interested, that is going to have an effect on things.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was interesting, these stories that came out about Gen Z. I was talking with Jer off the air. I go, first of all, I want a definite, as close as possible, definition of the ages of Gen Z. And
I'm
weren't you telling me that it's like something like up to age 26 or something?
I think it's going to top out at 26. I'm seeing, I just did a little bit of research again during that commercial break. But yeah, I'm going to say 26. Some are saying 28. Some are saying 24. But most of the things I'm seeing is 26.
Let's say 26.
So 11 to 26 years old.
And I'm not going to worry too much about the younger end right now. But
no.
Like 18 to 26 year olds, this is what popped into my head is, they have got to be sick of other people speaking for them. Like, I don't like it when people speak for my generation. You probably don't like it when others speak for Gen Xers, right? It's like,
right.
No, wait a minute. We can speak for ourselves.
But
and
usually,
so,
generally, there's extremely positive things to say about Gen X. So, I mean, you know.
Really?
Most of the time, I don't hear anything bad about
really?
Gen X at all.
Okay, I'll share a few with you off the air.
Really?
Gen Z, though, the funny thing about this is we wanted to open up the phones this morning and invite Gen Z to call in and tell us, how are you misrepresented in your mind? What do you hear about your generation that makes you say, wait a minute, that's a bunch of BS?
Yeah, I'm not like that at all. I go to sporting events.
Yeah. Now, again, I'm big on, you know, I don't understand why people always fight generalizations per se. Like, if you find one exception, it ruins the whole thing. No, this is a big survey of thousands of people. And then generally, Gen Zers are not into live sports as much as other generations. That's fine.
Right.
But
you're
can
probably,
you think of other things where you're being mischaracterized and you're like, wait a minute, I need to speak up.
This article here says Gen Zers spend 6 or more hours per day on your phone. Is that right? Do you turn to the internet when looking for any kind of information? News, sports, purchases? This story here says it's the first generation that doesn't need an adult in their life for knowledge. They get everything online because they were born into a world. They don't know a world without the internet. Is that true? Do you get all your information from the internet? Or do you actually talk to people?
And what I'd like to know is if there is a feud going on between Generation Z and millennials. Okay, so our producer, Josh, is a millennial.
Yes.
But he also works with some Gen Zers down the hall.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about all of this. And the funny thing, and I'm not trying to be insulting here, the funny thing is we're asking Gen Zers to pick up a phone and call us. And one of the generalizations that is made is, you know, according to this, you know, Wall Street Journal story, is that they don't have phone talking skills.
Right. They'll just text. They'll TikTok
maybe,
us. They'll,
I don't know if that's irony or what, but here's our phone number. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You do have to be at least 18. So 18 to 26-year-olds, is there something that you're fed up with about your generation being characterized certain ways? Or, this could be interesting, as a member of that generation, are there things that you see amongst your generation that irks you?
That's good. Yeah.
You know, like I see a lot of things in my generation. I'm on the low end of the boomers. All right. I'm an old guy. And I see a lot of things with boomers that upsets me. And I'm like, you're giving us a bad name.
Yeah. And I mean, Zers get the rap that they are like generally offended by everything. I mean, is that you? Do you see that? Are you annoyed that they're like, no, I don't get offended by everything? Is that a stereotype? I mean, there's a whole bunch of things we can talk about. The hard part, though, is going to get the Zers to call. They're probably still in bed.
Kylie was the first one in. Kylie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How old are you?
I am 24.
Okay. You're and what have you noticed about your generation? Do you guys get a bad rap? Anything you want to defend or call out or anything?
I definitely want, I think a really negative narrative that is not right is that we are unkind or not compassionate. And I think, yes, we're very angry because look at the world that we were left, but unkind and not compassionate is farthest from the truth.
How are you kind and compassionate then?
I just care about people as a general. It doesn't matter what you look like, where you come from. You're a person, and that matters to me, and your truth matters to me, whereas I've been in the service industry for a long time, and I can tell you that I've never had anybody be rude or, like, deny my truth that's been my age. It's always people older.
Look at that.
Wow. How about that?
Look at that.
I had no idea.
Well, I am really glad you called and chatted with us on the show.
Have you mailed a letter before?
Yes, I have, actually.
Hey!
5 years.
So you know how to do it.
A lot of time.
Awesome.
Listen, I'm glad you called. I appreciate talking to you. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. And I would even, to back up Kylie's point, I would even say my just observation is that I find Gen Zers to be a little bit kinder than some older generations, whether it's millennials, Gen X, or whatever. And it could just be that they haven't been run through the ringer yet.
Yeah, it's true. Give them a few years. They'll start.
It's possible. You know, especially if they keep getting beat up by the other generations like we're seeing on our text messages.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
So, you know, I don't know. Evil Heather's on the line. Heather, good morning. How old are you?
I am 19.
Okay. And what have you noticed? What do you want to comment about?
One thing that I want to comment about is that I noticed that some people tend to believe that Gen Z is more apathetic. And I believe that we are just more compassionate about different things. I've noticed that most of the activists that you see for climate change and for LGBTQ rights are Gen Z. And we just, we're compassionate towards different things. And I just believe that y'all should give us a chance.
I will tell you, my son is, you know, he's only 12 years old, but he's fascinated with a lot of Gen Zers on YouTube that are big YouTubers. And I will tell you what, they put their money to work when it comes to like cleaning the ocean and planting trees. And I'm not sure how old Mr. Beast is, but that dude is helping a lot of people. So yeah. I can see that.
You know, and just as an observation, Heather, you're right. But I have an explanation for you, and it's that really, in my opinion, all generations, when they're between 18 and 24, are the ones who lead the charge for change. You can go all the way back to the baby boomers. They were the ones leading the charge against the war in Vietnam and against, you know, and for human rights and stuff like that. It's like as you get older, you grow out of your activist ways.
Well, you've got nothing else to do when you're young.
Well, maybe. And then the next generation comes in and takes up, you know, the mantle and does the marches and the parades and the protests. Rallies. It seems to be a young person thing, regardless of your generation. And you happen to be right in the prime of it right now. So you know what I say to you? Keep it up, because that's where change comes from you using your voice. So I appreciate you very much.
What organization are you supporting, Heather?
I support LGBTQ rights. And another fun thing just to end on, Gen Z does know how to write handmade letters.
Yay, we got two. Woohoo. Do you know where the stamp goes on an envelope, though?
Top right? Is that right?
Top right. Top right.
Oh, you're a great sport, Heather. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you.
Bye, Heather.
First, have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, let's talk to Jenny. Hello, Jenny. Welcome to the show. How old are you?
Hi, I am 24.
And what's your comment about all of this?
Oh, gosh. It's mostly about, I get a lot at work. It's like, okay, what's the first thing? What lyrics, what word does it remind you of the lyrics? And they think I know about the new songs. But it's like, no, I know the old songs. And they're like, oh, okay. And it's like, no, I know this song. But yeah, it's a couple of things there that they're like, oh, you guys, Gen Z's don't know. Or when they tell me, how do you pick up a phone? It's like many people, they put their palm on their face because of the smartphone. But no, what I do is, you know, the pinky and the thumb and hello. And
oh, I mean, you know that little move, huh? The pinky and the thumb.
Yeah, many people think that I'm going to do the palm. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, my first phone was a Nokia, those brick ones.
What's some of this old music that you know?
I mean, all we know is like the, you know, T-Pain, Akon, you know, the good old music.
You know, Dom, all the oldies from T-Pain.
I got I've got their greatest hits.
He's got a shirt that says T-Pain on it.
Jenny, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for voicing your thoughts. We appreciate you taking the time, okay?
Yeah, of course. And I'm number three. I know how to handwrite a letter as well.
I love it. I love it.
You're a champ. Thank you. You go thanks, have a Jenny. Great day. And thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to squeeze in one more quickly. It's a dude. Joseph, how old are you?
22. Nice.
And what's your observation?
Everything you said is spot on.
Well, thanks for calling. Have a great
look
day.
At no, that. No.
No, I'm just kidding. Wait, do you have any specifics? Yeah. Anything you want to add?
Are you on your phone 8 hours a day?
No, I am never on my phone.
Okay. Do you talk to adults to learn things, or do you learn everything on the internet?
Learn everything on the internet.
Okay, so that one's true. Okay.
All right.
Do you know
what are you going to do with your life? Do you have any plans?
Nope. Just work and have fun.
That's right. Live it up, buddy.
There you go. 22. Uh-huh. Man.
22.
Joseph.
Thanks, Joseph.
We appreciate you. Thank you for being a good sport and hanging out with us today.
Well, the first two were good.
Oh, they were all good. You know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah, they were great.
Obviously,
thank
people
you for
are
going
to be different.
Yeah.
I really am keep coming back to that Heather's comment about the activism and how it's the young people who lead the charge on these things. And it is so true. Yeah. And I don't know what they call the next generation after Gen Z. What'd you tell me they're called?
Was it Alpha? Gen Alpha?
Is that right?
I don't recall, Dom.
You know, in about 15 to 18 years, they will be the ones who are leading the charge for change. It's just the way. It's just like the natural
order.
Well, I told
you, there's no. They don't have a family holding them back. They don't. They're not probably fully into a career yet that they're focusing on.
Well,
they've got free time.
It's when you're first feeling empowered because you are just now leaving the nest, and you do want, you know, to have a better world. And each generation goes through that and says, "I want to make a change. I want to make a change." You know, as much as we. You know, love in this country to make fun of baby boomers. I get it. But man, they were responsible for the starting the ball rolling on an awful lot of things in the 60s.
Yeah.
So, and each generation picks up that mantle and carries it, man, proudly. And they should.
Their goal is just to stick with it and continue to do that through the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's hard to do, isn't it, for a lot of people?
Do we have any T-Pain
life
in
comes
the
calling. Do we have what?
Do we have any T-Pain in the system? Do a quick search real quick.